I'll be discussing part one of a three-part series. Workout 101, Workout 201, and finally Workout 301. Sunny days are right around the corner, and that means warmer days and less layers. I'm sure that, like me, the rest of you are ready to see the sun. However, maybe you're feeling apprehensive about those sleeveless shirts and swimsuits. Maybe you promised yourself that this wasn't going to happen again this year. You made your resolution and even got off to a good start. But now you find yourself back in the same familiar place again, dreading your summer wardrobe. Well, I am here to tell you that no matter where you are, you still have time to tone things up before the sun makes its two-month appearance in Seattle. Beginners should not be overwhelmed by the amount of work that they think they have to do. So here's a simple and easy approach to get started. When you approach a workout or step into the gym for the first time ever, or just for the first time in a while, it's easy to get overwhelmed by the rows of machines and all those regular attenders who already look fit and trim. Remember, they are fit and trim because they are regulars. When you get to the gym, the first thing you need to do is warm up and stretch out. This prevents injury and prepares your body for the workout ahead. A quick 5 to 10 minute workout on the cardio machine is all you need to get started. Then head down and get loose. No matter what area of your body you are focusing on, in any particular day, be sure and stretch out your whole body. I like to start at the top and work my way down. You can find any number of stretches that work for you, but here are a few of my favorites. First, take your right arm and bend it behind your head. Now with the left hand, grab your right elbow and gently pull and hold for about 10 seconds. Remember, the goal is not to rearrange your anatomy. It's to get loose for what's next. Next, I like the sitting back stretch. Sit down with your legs straight in front of you. Bend your left knee and reach across your body with your right hand. Anchor your hand on the ground in front of your knee and twist at the spine. Again, hold for about 10 seconds. And remember to stretch both sides. Next, we want to be sure and stretch those legs. This is a big group of muscles, and you should take care of them in your stretching. Try the runner stretch or a seated reach and hold. The best thing about stretching is that you can do it almost anywhere. There's no equipment necessary for it. So try adding it to your morning routine too, not just your workout. Now that you're warmed up, it's time to get to work. Before you begin, you'll want to set up a routine that works for you. Take into account what your goals are and how you plan on reaching them. Will you do a full body workout every couple of days? Or do you plan on focusing on a particular area or group of muscles and alternating your workout? Whatever the choice, be sure to stick to it. If you choose weightlifting, remember to keep good form. Make sure all the hard work isn't for nothing or causing a problem. Lift a weight that is challenging but comfortable. Many times I'll start clients out with lighter weights, and we work our way up from there. There are many simple exercises that you can do without the circuit machines. For legs, walking lunges are great. Make sure when you do these to pay attention to your knees. Never extend your knee past your toe in the lunge. This will only cause more serious problems later, and it won't give you the results you're looking for. For your core or ab area, try the plank or the bird dog exercise. These are great because, unlike crunches, you cannot aid your abs by pulling with your arms. This comes back to watching your form. You should feel the burn in the area you are working, not joints or corresponding muscle groups. If you're still at a loss as to where to begin or what exercises you should be doing, talk to a personal trainer. Not only will they give you good information, but can help you when you get in a rut or hit a plateau. Finally, go back to the cardio. hitting the cardio machines for 15 to 20 minutes after your workout makes your bodies dig a little deeper to find the fuel for those calories you are burning. This means an added benefit for you. Last but not least, stretch out again. This will help prevent stiffness in the morning and help you feel less fatigue after your workout is done. So get out there and hit those weights and burn those calories, and you'll be ready for swimsuits and shorts before the sun hits Seattle. For KSCR, this is Colin Johnson.